All right, we're going to shift our focus now over to Thailand. The generals who seized power there in 2014 are promising a quick return to democratic rule. Those generals are still there. As Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok, though, time may be running out because of the deputy prime minister's affinity for expensive timepieces.
If only he'd worn sunglasses at that cabinet meeting on the lawn last month, then maybe Deputy Prime Minister Prawit Wong Suwan wouldn't have raised his arm to shield his eyes and expose his problem.
You could see this huge watch, this gaudy ring right there.
And the photo of that bling quickly went viral, says Paul Chambers, a lecturer at Nottoswan University. The watch, a very expensive Richard Mille that Prawit had failed to declare on his assets list. Social media sleuths then discovered a slew of watches on Prawit's wrist in the past few years, 25 and counting, including Patek Philippe's and Rolex's. Total value, more than $1 million, all undeclared, and all a bit much on a civil servant's salary. The pugnacious Prawit was unrepentant. He initially told reporters he didn't remember where the watches came from or why it was even their business. A few days later, he changed his tune and said he'd borrowed them from friends.
This is whitewash and people are not buying it.
Titinang Pong Sudarak teaches at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
He's on kind of a political death row. Certainly he is untenable. It's a matter of when, to me, that he will have to resign because these watches, he can't shake them off.
Titinang also believes it won't end there.
The watch saga, I think, will pave the way for the downfall of this government and the change of government. It's a kind of a fuse that has lit a powder keg of dissent, frustration. The watch scandal is becoming that catalyst.
And it couldn't have come at a worse time for General-turned-Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who's eyeing staying on as an unelected prime minister when and if new elections are held. So why can't Prayut just fire Prawit? Politics.
I think Prayut probably already took his deputy prime minister aside and said, look, you need to control yourself. But I don't think Prawit cares.
Paul Chambers of Nottoswan University.
Prawit has a lot of power and a lot of influence in the army and in the National Legislative Assembly and among many other civilian and military bureaucrats. So Prayut can't just say, you're out.
Unlike Titinang, Chambers thinks Prawit and the military will weather this storm and the investigation by the National Anti-Corruption Commission. But Thai civil society, long cowed by the military after the coup, isn't backing down on this one, and the watch saga has left many Thais wondering what the other military leaders in the cabinet have to hide. Longtime civil society activist Sisiwan Jungya. General Prawit's case shows that the military government protects their own, he says, that they're not serious to solve the problem of corruption. They don't have the morals, he says, to run the country. But they do have the guns and a new military-drafted constitution that ensures their continued influence in Thai politics long after long-delayed elections are finally held. But Sisiwan Jungya is worried, worried in a way he hasn't been for a while. If Prawit stays, he says, and if elections are postponed again, it could prompt another uprising against the military, he says, like the one in 1992. This is a dangerous time for Thailand, he says, and he's not joking about Prawit's watches. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.